什么？Sonic test. Sonic test. C'est pay. Okay. The Mechaber was talking about being mevatlo isla chatchila. And if the guy does it, we punish him, and maybe punish someone he had in mind. But apparently, the bitl is basically effective. Okay. And he's also talking about a case where there was a two-stage tarofes, so the thing fell in as a shogeg on its own, did not have shishim. Now the guy comes along, he wants to throw in more stuff to get it up to shishim. And again, you go through the halachas of ein mevat mislachatchila. But if it's not for him, and it's not for the person he has in mind, someone else comes along, wants to eat it, he can use the shishim and eat it. So the Ramah says, wait a second, what about chaticha nasis nevela? The Mechaber doesn't paskin chaticha nasis nevela in shari sum, so it's fine. This fell into something, because they had only 30, it's not batel. Then another 30 put in by somebody, okay? So it becomes batel, second stage, because you have 60. But what about chaticha nasis nevela? That would increase everything by 60 times 30, would be a different story. So apparently Mechaber does not pass in chaticha nasis nevela. That's this right over here. So the remarks are like this. Now here's some background here. Chaticha nasis nevela. In Shari Surim, okay, there are different kind. So the Ramah is the one who comes up with it. So according to the Ramah, if you have a two-stage Tarovis, Tarovis stage one doesn't have a mount for Bito, the Heter becomes Aser, and now stage two you need a gigantic Shishim because you got to be Mavato, the Heter which became the Vela. The Ramah has limitations on this, even though he paskins it. He says that, first of all, there's a lot of people, and probably the Ramah himself, who say this, but only in a taroves of bliya. In other words, where the issa goes into a chaticha, which is mutter, taroves one. So let's say I have a piece of kosher meat, and by mistake, I dropped a piece of lard, which was melted, some tray fat on top of it, and the tray fat got absorbed into that kosher meat, and it doesn't have shishim. Now, the next tarovis, I'm going to need a super shishim, not just against the original tray lard, but also against the meat. Chaticha nasis nevela, because the meat absorbed, it's called bliya b'chaticha. When the chaticha, the piece of meat, absorbs the bliya of iser, we say chaticha nasis nevela, that chaticha which had the absorption of iser, that absorption spreads throughout, somehow the whole meat itself becomes contaminated, and now I have to be mevatel the meat itself in the second pot. That's called bliya betoch chaticha. However, the different taroves. Sometimes you have a taroves which is lach balach. It's not a bli in a chaticha, but it's liquid with liquid. So for example, let's say I have kosher oil, and then somehow someone poured in a little bit of this treif oil, oil made from lard or something like that. So that's called a taroves of lach balach. And then that mixture now gets thrown into something else, to some pot. So the Ramah himself, in a few places, he says he does not think that I would say chaticha nasis nevela in this case. If you have my first tarovis, is a lach balach, liquid with liquid, the treif liquid does not contaminate the kosher liquid to the extent that it becomes treif, that you need to have a super shishim, a super 60 in the second mix, because the lach balach just remains. So part of it is also, part of it is mutter. Second part, just be mevatel, the original treif part, and you can use the kosher part on the side of Heta for 60. You can use it. So that's what the Rama says. There's no chaticha nasis nevela and lach belach. Now, a lot of people disagree with him. The Shach himself does not agree with that. He thinks that lach belach should also say chaticha nasis nevela. And the Shach's basic problem is because the original chaticha nasis nevela, that something mutta becomes asa because of a taro versus basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov, I have milk and meat, and if they mix, both sides become asa. And so presumably, if you extend it to all isurim, that if a blia goes into a chatichas heta, the chatichas heta nasis nevela turns into something not kosher, it's because you're mad rabbanon, well, creating a model based upon the derisa of basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov for sure chaticha nasis nevela. Both the basa and the cholov and cooked together become completely trey from his mouth because he can't eat them. Had to turn into issa. So in the same way, they made a takana that if there's a blias issa in a chaticha of heta, the chatichas heta becomes trey. Now, in basa b'cholov, you can have basa b'cholov either some milk gets into a piece of meat. That's blia b'chaticha. But you can also have the reverse case that a piece of meat fell into a pot of cooking milk, and by the time I discovered it, the meat gave flavor into the milk. I took the meat out, but it's too late. The milk didn't have 60, and this milk has only 20 times the meat, so the milk becomes basa b'cholov. And there you have a case of lach b'lach. I mean, the juices of the meat went into the milk, and you have lach b'lach, and lach b'lach is basa b'cholov. So the Shach says, I don't understand. If you're going to be gozer, Rama, against Mechaber, if you're going to be gozer, and this is du'abonon of chaticha, nasis nevela, b'liya b'chaticha, then you should do it lach b'lach also. Okay, so, but the Rama does mention that this is something that she seems to be leaning towards. May not say that he really subscribes to it, but he mentions it a few times. Right over here is one place. So, why is he making on lach b'lach?
Oh, yeah.
That's the question. So the Rav gave his pshat. Okay, the Rav gave his pshat. He said like this: when the Rabbanan come up with a chaticha nasis nevela b'shari surim, maybe it's a takeoff from basa b'cholov because that's the deraisa, but they didn't say it's really basa b'cholov. They didn't say that if that the flavor literally contaminates the heta and switches it into nevela, becomes mamish treif. What they said was, when you have tarovus 1, which doesn't have shishim, and no shishim, so there's a blia in a chaticha, and they say it's only 30 to 1, so it's not kosher because I taste treif. Then it goes to another pot. So now I need a super shishim. That super shishim is just a very limited gezeira to create a super shishim. It's not to make the meat or whatever it was treif. It's only that the size of bittel gets expanded. And that's it because he says sizes of bittel are very amorphous. It's very hard to figure out in general how much is in a mix, what constitutes 60. So when you have a piece, that's a very easy thing to measure. You know, I have a piece, this got into some mixture. Okay, I know what the size of the piece is. So if let's say the piece is heter, and in that piece from a first tarovas, I have some bli of iser in there, So instead of, the Rabbanan said, well, basa b'cholov is a model, but the Rabbanan said, in this case, you know what? Instead of keeping track, the original blia, how much was that from part 1 into part 2? Let's look at the piece. The piece is right here in front of us. It's very clear. Piece 1 got that blia. Let's say the blia was 1 kazayas of treif liquid, and the piece itself is 50 kazayasim. Okay, it still has flavor. So now when that falls into another pot, I'm going to say 50 kazesim of treif got into the other pot, and have to be mevatel 50. You're not being mevatel the chaticha. You're being mevatel the bliya in the chaticha. What we do with the rabbanon is we expand the bliya to be the size of the chaticha. It's a sheer mechanism.
It's the carrier idea.
It's a carrier idea. Yeah, the chaticha carries it in, so let's use that as the sheer. That's what the Takana was. But he says, this will explain why Lach B'Lach is not part of that Takana. Because in Lach B'Lach, there's nothing carrying anything else in. In Lach B'Lach, liquid mixes with liquid, you pour it, you're pouring this liquid, that liquid, you're pouring all the liquid separately together. It's not as if a piece is carrying the flavor, the bliya, into something else. So when you have bliya in a chaticha, there I say the chaticha as the carrier becomes the benchmark of the size of the bliya for paroves 2, and get that bigger size for the bliya. So now shishim against a big bliya, because it's carried by the chaticha. And lach b'lach, liquid with liquid, nothing is carrying anything else. Both are being poured together into another pot. So therefore, I have no reason to expand the lach iser to be the size of the lach heter. So there's no takana. I just focus on the lach iser. How much is that originally? And how much is that going to be in the second pot? And the lach heter counts on the heter side. Because it's not a takana of conversion, making something treif, but just questions of measuring sizes. It has to be the carrier modem to get this takana. Yes?
It seems weird though, because the reality of the situation is that, let's say, there's a liquid form of meat and milk falls in. There's milk everywhere. It would seem that the milk is being dispersed throughout the entirety of the liquid.
It is, but it doesn't increase its original size. It just gets dispersed, but the original size is there. Let's say you had a teaspoon of this liquid, so it's the same teaspoon, just now dispersed throughout the cup of a liquid.
And so the Ramat says that lach b'lach, even basar
b'chalav. No. So that's a shach, jumps on him. Basar b'chalav, would you say that?
No. So it's just lach b'lach and something.
Probably, yeah, right. No. Okay. Okay, so that would be, let's say, mainstream, that the Ramon never said it in Basar B'Cholov. Okay. The problem is that maybe back in Darkei Moshe, where he had the original writings, which became the Ramon here, over there he might have said it in Basar B'Cholov.
That even
in Basar B'Cholov, lach b'lach, you won't say chtivnas nevel. So this, of course, the shach goes absolutely crazy because it's against five different gemaras. The gemara says at least five different places that if you have milk and that milk absorbs meat flavor, the milk becomes complete basar b'cholav and it's mamash treif. And if you eat it, kazayis, you're going to get malchus. So how can you say that basar b'cholav, lach b'lach, is not nasas nevela? It's a no question. It is nevela. Yes.
So the mechaber, however, who holds that the shari surim is not chatichat nasas nevela, but only basar b'cholav, would he agree that lach b'lach would be okay, or he doesn't have that kula?
No, he's only going to have that kula.
So he's a mekel, but not in
exactly.
That
yeah.
Why do we assume Darkei Moshe would hold basar b'cholav?
He's quoting, the Shach is quoting original sources. I mean, he goes crazy about it.
Sure.
It's a very long Shach here.
Therefore, it's
indicated. An Os Tezvav, right here on this remote, Os Tezvav. It's a very, very long Shach. And he's very upset about anyone saying it about Basar B'Cholav. Okay, so let me just tell you what the Rav said outside. If someone does say it in Basar B'Cholav, who it is, I'm not sure. It's against the Gemara Pashtus. Yes.
Can I ask quickly about the case of Lach B'Lach versus a
Bliya B'Chaticha.
Versus Bliya B'Chaticha. So with the Bliya with Chaticha, that's a meaning. Is it because
The chatich is a carrier from Tarovus 1 into Tarovus 2. So you expand the size.
Meaning because the juices from Tarovus 1 will mix into
Tarovus 2, because the chatich falls. Chatich takes it into Tarovus 2, so therefore I say the size of the chatich becomes the size of the bliya.
And then with the liquids, they just don't mix together.
They do mix, but neither one is bringing the other one into Tarovus too. They're going together, they're on the same train.
Right, they're just like...
The Chaticha, someone picked up and threw it in there, so the Chaticha was a carrier. But in Lach Balach, someone poured it.
It's not carrying it in.
It's just going in together, but it's not carrying it in. So that's why the Rav said it's left
out. It becomes a homogenous mixture.
Okay, let me explain what he says about Basa B'cholo. Okay, he says the following thing, which is a very, very big chiddush. He says there's no question that milk, which absorbs flavor of meat, becomes Basa B'cholo. Basa B'cholo goes both ways, meat, milk, both sides. And if someone would drink that milk and taste the meat, he would get malchus. No question about that. So what does anybody mean that there's no chaticha nasis? It means like this. If I have this milk, which has meat flavor, and it's basa b'chol of 100% not kosher, treif, we pour it into some second tarovus, we pour it into a second pot. That second pot, which is, let's say, water, and I poured this milk, which has meat flavor, into a pot of boiling water, that water is 60 times, let's say, the milk. Let's say it's 60 times the meat, because the meat got into the milk. It's not 60 times the milk. It's 60 times the meat. So we say, well, chaticha nasis nevela. The milk and meat are together, basa b'cholov, mevatel them together. You got mevatel. Let's say the meat part was one kazayis, so 1 gram. The milk part was 29 grams. 29 together it's 30. So a happy mevatel, 60 times 30. I have 30 kazeisim abasa b'cholov. So what the chiddush of this opinion is, says, split it. Be mevatel the meat part, and forget about the milk part. Say I have 30 times the meat. I have 30 in the water. I have 30 kazeisim grams of boiling water. That's 30 times the 1 kazayis of meat source, which is in the milk. It's the meat / milk is basa b'cholov, but it's only basa b'cholov when they're together. If you could somehow extract the meat from milk, split them, then they become mutter again. Okay, this is a discussion we'll have in basa b'cholov a lot. This is called the concept of basa b'cholov is an iser b'liya while they're mixed. Once you split them, they become mutter. So now I have a method. Falls into this pot of water. The water is 30 times the meat part. Let's be mevatel the meat part, that 1 kazayis of meat in the 30 parts water. Now I have milk without meat. The milk becomes mutter automatically. The milk itself is never bottled because you don't have 30 times 30. But you don't need to. Be mevatel the meat and just then make the milk mutter automatically. In other words, the concept of splitting the basa b'cholov through a partial bittel. Be mevatel one part of that basa b'cholov. It's a tremendous chiddush that you could do such a thing, because you could argue, how can you split something which is together? They're also, you have to mevatel them together. But this, what if the Ramah actually saying in basa b'cholov, lach b'lach, that there's no chaticha nasis nevela, he has to be working with this idea of a bittel on half of the basa b'cholov and getting rid of the other half automatically. Yes?
So we just say that, like, since the iser itself is the ta'arovis of basa b'cholov, that there can only really, in a sense, be potentially a max of the kazayis, meaning there's only kazayis of meat, so you can only have a max mixture of kazayis.
Right. Right. Once you get to 60 times the kazayas, you're going to be out of the woods.
Yeah, because everything else is just extra stuff where, like, the actual tarot is the kazayas.
Rabbi, is it saying that it's like just not really considered a also the chalav tarovis, like they're...
Because you split them, because you mevatel the meat part by itself. You can create a bittel on the basa part of basa b'chalav, mm-hmm. and then the chalav is mutter without bittel because it's split. So this is how you avoid getting chatiha nas is nevela. You won't have a chatiha nas. But this is only in the lach. The lach. One second, just lose this. Oh, this one's. Yeah. Okay. The printed? Oh, you have to call Rabbi Schnall and send it to him. Call Rabbi Schnall, he'll print it. Okay? Or you could send it to me and I'll print it, but let Rabbi Schnall do it. And then you have to ask him to get it up there. People should put it up. Okay? There's a problem, we'll print it ourselves. I can print it in the Y. I can print it by YU if we need it. So I'll talk to you later, about 3:00, okay? So let me know. Okay. Yeah.
To clarify, you need 60 times the meat flavoring, not 30 times the meat flavoring.
Oh, so...
What
you need 60 times the meat. So how are you going to get the 60? That's the thing. Will he let you use the milk part to join the water, let's say, and gang up on the meat?
Which seems weird because...
Because it became usul already. It's going to gang up and... make itself mutter, so it feeds itself from prison. The milk part will say, I'm joining, let's say it's kosher milk in the second part. So the 30 part milk which became treif, basa b'chalav, falls into another part which has 30 kosher milk. So we'll say the 30 plus 30 milk now it destroys the flavor of the meat.
Right.
And then you have 60 mutter. I think that's what they're doing. Basically, that's what they're doing.
So, when we... Hold on, I had a question.
It's a very big sensational idea, but apparently there is such a sheet out there.
It's very hard to...
The Shaf attacks it, but you can attack it on many different fronts. One front is it's not right to split bittel to do half of... Of a bus of b'chalav.
You said in the beginning that if you let's say you ate the 30 milk and the one meat without any bitzel, you'd still get lashes.
Yes.
Right? So it still is chanan a bit.
Yeah, right.
It's chanan, but it can be unchananed.
Exactly. Through another tavlovas.
Can anything ever be unchananed?
This is the case.
This is the case, right?
Is it because da'at it's a case of bliya, but in other cases where we're assuming that the davar iser the atzmo. Therefore, like you can't really split it with the other chatichas in because it's the Isra itself.
Yeah, so that's like, why is this only though in lach b'lach that I can split it? I cannot split it in bliya inside a chaticha. That I cannot do. I can only split it in a lach b'lach. So that's what you have to say. There's something arbitrary here that. When lach b'lach, if you have milk absorbs some liquid form of meat, so what's happening when they become basa b'chalav, it's sort of like instead of it being a single indivisible union, like you saw like the United States, one nation under God, indivisible, and that's civil war, indivisible. So then you couldn't do this. You couldn't say, well, let me rattle that part and get the other part to come with by itself. Because it's indivisible. The fact that you can say, I'm going to rattle this versus that, means that I'm saying, yes, together they're also, but they're a confederation of Issa instead of being a union of Issa. The Basa B'chalav are a confederation. So if it's a confederation, you can split. Someone could do, I split, I'm leaving the confederation. So that's in lach b'lach. In lach b'lach, the milk part of the bus, if you have milk which has flavor of meat, It's a confederation. Together they're also, but they are divisible through the bittul. If you have, though, a piece of meat, a chatich, which absorbs the milk into it, because it's absorbed inside, that becomes an indivisible single unit of union of basa b'chalav. It's not divisible through bittul. So only the lach b'lach basa b'chalav has this weaker band, which can be bottled in the second terovis, and you say there's no chaticha nasis nevela, because the band of the two of them is a weak band, because it's liquid with liquid. If it's liquid, if it's a blia in a salad, that's a much stronger connection. That's not divisible through bittul. You can't be mevatel half without the other. That's what you have to say. Yeah.
Maybe you can like totally fill this out, because I'm just. What about like the dam that's originally in a piece of meat, right? You're able to remove that
iser
from the meat, meaning it does seem that there is precedent for removing whatever.
Right. No, that's physically removing something. That's okay, but we're talking about using halachic bittul to remove something.
But I'm saying, let's say you have like a piece of meat that...
There is a lachik bittul, but here, the problem is that the basa b'chalav together were us, they were together also. So being mevatel half of something, it's against the basic rule of bittul. The basic rule of bittul is an all or nothing. Either I get 60 and gets rid of the whole thing, or I'm stuck. I can't be mevatel things piecemeal. I can't say, okay, I have 30 to 1. So let me use the 30, I'll be mevatel half. And then I have only a half. So half is a chatzi shir. So I won't get malchus. We don't do that. Either bittul works or it doesn't. There's no such thing as being mevatel half or something. But here we're doing a bittul on half or something. We're saying basa b'cholov lach b'lach. Be mevatel the meat part. And now the rest becomes mutter. So we're making a bittul on half or something. That's the chiddush. Because it's a weak band, the basa b'chol, in lach b'lach. In Bliya b'chaticha, you couldn't do that. There we say chaticha nasis nevela. It's indivisible. Okay, anyway, that's one. This one discussion. Another part of this Ramah is that he says that yavesh b'yavesh, we're not going to say chaticha nasis nevela. B'shari suri. Okay, I haven't spent that much time with you guys about Yavish B'Yavish, but it's starting to get to the point where it's come up again and again, so we should spend a little bit of time talking about it. Yavish B'Yavish is a different tarovas than what we've been talking about till now. Till now we had Li and Achaticha or Lach B'Lach, where things merge into one single food item. So I'm eating this food which has in it flavor of not kosher. Well, part of the food is not kosher ingredients. So it's, but basically it's one cheftza of ochel which has inside of it a chelik which is not kosher. That's this classical case of tarovas. Now yavish b'yavish is a mixture, but the mixture does not involve one cheftza of one food. There are many pieces. So let's say I have two kosher pieces of meat, and the third piece, not kosher meat, gets mixed in. So now I haven't cooked things together. There's no blia, there's no mixtures in that sense. The problem is, it's a suffix. I have two and one. I don't know which piece is kosher, which piece is treif. So the rule is like this. If you have, it's a very lenient rule in yavesh b'yavesh. If two out of three pieces, two are kosher, one is not, it's mutter. It's bittul of yavesh b'yavesh. You don't need 60. It's just a bottle b'rov. And there's a machlokes of Rashi and the Rash, where the Rash says you can eat all three pieces together. You can just make a half and roast it all together. And the Rash says, no, eat them one at a time. But there is a heter of yavesh b'yavesh. Now, if yavesh b'yavesh does not have a rov heter, let's say one piece mixes with one piece. I can't eat it. That's a suffix derisa l'chumra. And then these two pieces get mixed up with other pieces. Am I going to say the first two pieces, nasis nevela, so now I need six. Now I need to get a rove, a against the two pieces? Or do I say, no, that first one piece, that's the only thing I'm worrying about? Or do I double everything as you go from mixture to mixture to mixture? I keep on increasing because I say chaticha nasis nevela on the heter pieces.
Is it nasis nevela?
So the Mar says no. The Mar says certainly you do not contaminate in any way.
Do other people say that it is? How could it possibly be?
I don't think anybody says it would.
One of them is kosher.
One is kosher and there's no absorption.
There's
no spread. It's just that we're confused. We don't know what's what. So it falls into some second mixture. So we keep the kosher part kosher.
Three hamburgers and you know one's not kosher, but you're not sure which one. They said you could have them, right?
If you have three, two of the three are kosher.
Two are kosher and
the third is not. You can eat all three.
You can eat all three?
Yes.
It's not
nasa nevela. Now, those three fall into another three. It's not a problem because two of the three were kosher, are kosher, stay kosher. You can use them. You don't say, well, let's say I had one and one, I had two. One and one would be treif. I mean, I can't eat it, so now it falls, these two fall into something else. Do I need a majority of three, or can I use just one? In that next one. So
but
anyway, we say there's no nasis nevela.
Right. So if you have two out of three hamburgers or treif, and then those hamburgers get tossed into eight hamburgers, all of them are kosher.
Right. Because you only have two treif. You don't say that now I have three treif and I have to have. You don't say I have. Now I have three treif, I have to get four kosher hamburgers. No. I started with two not kosher ones and it's still not two not kosher. The kosher one stays kosher. There's no nasis nevela because it moves on. There's no contamination. There's no carrier concept that the Rav has. There's no idea of increasing the sizes. So Yavish B'Yavish does not have the din of nasis nevela. That's what the Rav mentions over here. Yes.
Might not be so relevant. Let's say the case happens where there's two treif pieces of meat and one not treif. And at first you don't know. And then somebody comes along and says, no, I know that this one is kosher.
No.
Can you then eat that one and pull
it
over?
If it's an Eid Echad, Eid Echad is
Neman.
You mean Bishigori?
We better even know.
Eid Echad, Neman, Bishu.
Right, right.
But we do have
everybody know. Right, whatever, right, the Gori.
We're saying if it's an Akum.
If it's an Akum.
Oh, no.
And then the Seahs.
That's the Seahs, if you too, Mom.
The Taz, the Shah.
Okay, now let's. Okay, now. All of this being said. Okay, read the remark. Let's go back to the remark and Sifhei. So the Mechaber says Shakol Adam Mutter, that in many cases other people could eat the taroves where the bittul took place, the shogeg, and maybe there were two stages and people added things later, it's mutter. So he says dafka shenesar of yavish b'yavish, we're talking about a yavish b'yavish case. Oa for the lach b'lach man d'oma she'en oma b'chaticha nasis nevela k'doma simen sadik beis. This all is talking about if you start off with 30, which is not good enough, and then someone adds another 30 shogeg or whatever, so we say it's okay for bystanders, that's only where there was never chaticha nasis nevela in the first 30. That means the first 30 was a yavish b'yavish tarovus. Or the first 30 was a lach b'lach tarovus. But if that first 30 would have been b'liya in a chaticha, you can't just add another 30. You've got to add 30 times 30 because you have chaticha nasis nevela. That's what he says. So he says, I can agree with the mechaber's halachas if we stay away from chaticha nasis nevela, which means I have to have a yavish b'yavish situation or a lach b'lach. I can't have a b'liya and a chaticha. That's already going to create a much larger amount. Aval, he says, black and white, chaticha shabola is, if you have a chaticha which absorbed this, lo mahani shenitosef achakach ha-heta, you just can't have heta to get up to 60. Don't mean be chaticha nasis nevela. I say chaticha nasis nevela. Okay, this is the first remark, and we understand it, and everything is fine.
There is only
machloket
on the chaticha nasis nevela.
Yeah, this is just a chaticha nasis nevela machloket. Machaber rejects it, Gemara accepts it, with the limitation that it's bliya in a chaticha.
Yeah.
Not a yavish b'yavish, not a lach b'lach. Okay, now, there's another thing now. This gets into much, much bigger problems here. V'yesh omrim. Now, when he says v'yesh omrim, it doesn't mean that he passed it that way, but many times it means, in this case, he says at the end, v'lo nagu king, we don't pass in this. Okay. So let's understand, what is this v'yesh omrim? V'yesh omrim. Some say, okay, da filu, let's say it's a case where there's no chaticha nasis nevela. Okay.
Lach
b'lach yavish b'yavish. Okay. So let's say it happened. Let's say it's like a yavish b'yavish. I had one treif hamburger, one kosher hamburger, got mixed up, we don't know what's what. So it's awesome. And then they get mixed up with other hamburgers. So presumably, there's no chaticha nasis nevela. Let's say I'll need one more kosher hamburger and I'll be fine, because I have one versus one at the beginning, taroves one. And I'll add another one in the second stage, taroves, I'll get 2-1. It'll be mutta, because yavish b'yavish is bato, 2-1. So he says, lo mahani haheta, you can't use that third hamburger to make a mutta. Levatel, Ella imnitosef kodem shenoda taroves. That's only if that happened before anyone knew about this mix. No one knew that there was a 1-1 mix up. Everybody thought these two hamburgers are kosher, and they put on a third kosher hamburger, and no one was paying any attention. And it all happened with no one was aware of anything. And then we discovered, oh, the original two, one was treif. So that works. The fact that now I have two kosher versus one treif, and I never knew about the treif till I got the two kosher with the one all mixed up. So everything happened without yediyah. I got to the rov, which I want to get to, without yediyah. So it works. There's no chaticha nasis nevela, it's yavish b'yavish, and there's a bittul. Avali says, this is where you get this thing. Im noda tarovet kodem. Lo mahani mashne tosef achakach. If let's say we knew it was a 1-1 mix, and that somehow gets thrown in with a third piece, now I have 2-1, that's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because I knew there was a 1-1, not kosher taroves. 1-1 is not kosher, I can't eat it. So I couldn't eat the 1-1. When now we get a third piece coming in there, which is kosher, now I have 2-1, it's not going to work. It's not going to work because I knew about the 1-1 problem. He's not saying chaticha nasis nevela. There's no chaticha nasis nevela in yavish b'yavish. He's saying something else. Lufize, according to this, hoitzoch achochem hamore levata l'iser lachko im netosev et alachashanot. According to this, the Chacham who's trying to make this thing mutter has to find out when that Heta came in. Did the Heta come in after they discovered the first Tarovis or not? V'lo Nogu came. We don't paskin this. We don't follow this opinion.
It seems that it still depends upon
Yediyah. The Yediyah is a critical element here. Okay, if you had a 1-1, Yavish b'yavish, which is not kosher, because one treif, one kosher is not batal, it's awesome. And you found out about that. And then, somehow, got a third kosher one into the mixture, okay, the shogeg, whatever, and now it's 2-1. He's saying it's not going to work. Okay, so the rav, no one really understands why this is so, okay, why in the world should this not work? Right now I have a 2-1 mixture. It's a perfect rove, yavish b'yavish. And it was done with shogeg, and I'm an innocent bystander, and only had me in mind, so why can't I use? And for me, it's... So someone else, it was an early discovery, but so what? Yes?
Do we say that perhaps when it comes to the idea that if a person is the idea from the onset, he says, these two things, I know one was us and one was not. He puts shame, taroves, on it. It's already a tarovis. So you can't now try to say a third one, there's now a tarovis. But in the case where you have free from the onset, I thought all this is tarovis, and so my concept is everything altogether.
Exactly what the Rav said. Perfect. That the het, I'm just repeating what he's saying, the heter is tarovis. In other words, you have a majority in a tarovis, that makes it something more. So how do you define tarovis? Just one out of three pieces is asa, two a kosher, one is asa, so that's a tarovis. Well, no, tarovis is yediyah. I knew about it. So if we'll say, this, by the way, reminds me, I remember that there was, when I was a kid, they had us read a poem. There's a very beautiful flower in the forest. No one has ever seen it. No one will ever see it. Can we call that flower beautiful? Because there's no yediyah. So it's beauty only in the eyes of the beholder, or beauty is something which is inherent. So getting to tarovis, lahavdol. Tarovis is just the fact that things are mixed, or no, someone knows about this, and someone's concerned about it, and it's important to somebody. That gives it all the rules of tarovis. And whatever it is, asa, mutta, etc. So this opinion says yediyah is critical. Without yediyah, there's no tarovis. It's no place. It's in some kind of virtual reality. It's nothing. When does it become tarovis? When people find out. And then he has a second. He can't change it. Once it started off as a tarovis of 1-to-1, that's it. Now another thing gets in, that's a different tarovis, but that first 1-to-1 is there. You can never use it with a second piece. That first, the 1-to-1 was fixed. People knew about that. It's usher. Okay? I can't use that tarovis to make any heter whatsoever. I'm not saying chaticha nasis nevela. I'm not doubling the yis. I'm not increasing the side. I'm just saying the heter part of it, and that 1-to-1, was put into some kind of limbo, not usable status. 1-to-1 is usher to eat. Now I get a second piece. I want to say, oh, now it's 2-to-1. I can't, because that first one, there was a idea which put it into some other tarovis. You can't take tarovis 1 and then dump it into tarovis 2 and make now a completely new tarovis number 2. Tarovis 1 keeps its identity, even though it's put into 2. So therefore, tarovis 1 stays usser, no matter what happens in 2. That 1-to-1 has to stay usser, because tarovis 1 is fixed. That's what we know.
Until
you get another 2
against
the Issa. Yeah, right. But you can't
now
use that.
Now it's Rivas,
right. But that Tarovis 1 per se can never join another Tarovis for the head of Son. Yes.
But according to what Aaron just said, if we have a Tarovis and then we have a Tarovis, we have 3 Taroviss, now we can.
If you get the right number. I mean, as long as you keep on. You can't.
In other words,
you have to get a number which makes things mutter.
Right, so let's say
against the thing with, there was something us that we had one piece.
Right,
is
we
usher.
Knew that this was usher, and then we threw it into 2 different tarovis. Yeah. We have a tarovis, and then we have a different tarovis. They all come together. Now the first tarovis is fine.
No. That first tarovis is unusable for Heta.
Right.
You had a 1-to-1. Tarovis with a yediyah, so that meant that we decided at that point also.
Yeah.
So basically, the koach habitul has been taken away from this 1-to-1 tarovis.
But could we
now get another piece gets in this, and that makes tarovis 2. So I can't. So what he's saying is a chiddush. Tarovis 1 keeps its own shell and says, "I'm still here. I haven't disappeared." And my insular 1-to-1, no bittel. You have now a second piece. Okay, so you have a 1-to-1 second tarovis, but that first tarovis doesn't have any power of bittel. It can't join another thing.
But yeah. What if then we take that second tarovis and we mix it into a third tarovis? Now
still won't work.
But there's a majority of taroviss that are fine. So now we could say there's almost 3 different bundles: tarovis 1, tarovis 2, tarovis 3. 2 out of the 3 tarovises are fine. So therefore,
only retroactively, but when you were saying it, the second tarovis is still usser.
So right. You have once two you declare it's usser,
no, but then you have the from third the onset.
Again, how many pieces do you have then to make a kosher?
You have two usser tarovis, and you have one mutter tarovis. So you still have a majority two usser tarovis.
You still have to. You have to get that majority. A new majority. Basically, he's saying if you want to get a majority of heter in the tarovis against that first piece, you have to have a new majority, completely new.
Well, how? Like, what would
have
that
to get imply? Two kosher pieces to come in there.
So if we mixed it with two kosher,
then you're fine.
Why?
Because that the original thing only had one treif piece. So fine. So I'm getting rid of that one treif piece.
But the whole tarovis needs a bit on that.
No. That's saying chaticha nasis nevela.
We're
not saying that. He's not saying chaticha nasis nevela.
He's just saying it can't be used.
He can't use that first heter on the heter side. Once it didn't work at the beginning, it'll never work.
That makes sense. But it's not like there's two treif hamburgers. No. There's one treif hamburger.
And one kosher hamburger, which is useless on a bittel motor. It can't be used for bittel, because it was stymied on the first try, and if it doesn't work the first try, it can't work again. Yes.
Forget Chanan. I was thinking. I don't know. I wanted to ask. Why? Let's say he has two hamburgers, or I guess to make a majority. How come you? Aren't you not allowed to add stuff bemazed after you have a tarot?
So we said that it's only us for the person who throws it in. But this is a song. This is another guy.
Oh, you're saying it's another thing.
Another guy from left field wants to eat it. Oh, yeah. So his sheet is okay. You're not punished for the mevatel, but you can't use that. That first heter had it shot. You know, it got to the plate, struck out because it's 1-2-1. You don't get. You're not on the team anymore. You can't be on the head of the team. You struck out. You're out. Where this comes from, I have no idea. It sounds like it's some kind of a chumrah. Maybe because if you let it happen, people might get very confused. Counting Tarovis 1, 2, 3. So once Tarovis 1 was declared. Also, so forget about the heta there and don't use it. I don't know exactly where it comes from, but that's basically what he's saying. He's saying you can't. In one word, there's only one tarovis at a time, and you can't reconfigure the tarovis with more heta pieces, and now come up with a bigger amount because I have the first piece of heta and later pieces. You can't do that. It's just those first pieces won't count. Yes.
So it seems that based off of this, we sound just repeating it, but a tarovet is only dependent upon your idea of. I mean, what if I don't want it to be a tarovet? I just got several pieces mixed. I got one piece of meat and one piece of pork mixed. It's not a tarovet. Like, how do you define tarovet?
The Rav said in the Shia, he said that Tarovis means you know that this Isra and Heter mixed together, and you're interested whether you or anybody else can eat it or not. I mean, it's part of your agenda. If it's just it's in a doghouse, some dog had kosher, not kosher stuff mixed together, and no one's thinking about ever giving it to a person. He didn't think that would be called Yadir yet. He thought Yadir meant, besides knowing the reality, but knowing it with an interest, as in Mutter or Asa.
So how would everyone
someone
else
is interested in knowing if it's Mutter or Asa.
Everyone else.
Therefore, if, for example, if it was by Gayim, he would not call that Yadir. Let's say Gayim knew about this. He would say it's not called Yadir. It's irrelevant to them. As far as Jews are, no Jew knew about this, only the guy knew about it. It's not called the idea.
So, how would the other people understand? How would they work around this? How would like the Ramah's first opinion or the Shulchan work around that?
No, everybody goes crazy about this Ramah. The Ramah himself drops it. He says, it's Lo Nogu game, but they, you know, you can find the source for it. There is a source for it. There's a source for it in the Gemara.
So,
I'm
saying, why can the Ramah say?
Okay, I tell you where the source is. Like this, this case of the Ramah is like a more than the Gemara. In the Gemara, we have like this. The Gemara has like this. Let's say I have the muscle of my basa b'chalo. Let's say I have a piece of basa b'chalo. I have meat. Meat absorbs some butter, and it became basa b'chalo. Right? Okay. It falls into some pot. Okay. Okay. And there are 60 times the meat plus butter in the pot. It's a very big chalent. Good. So the chalent is mutter. Now I take that piece of meat out of the pot. I find the meat. I find it. I find a piece of meat and I pull it out of the pot. So then someone in the Gemara is saying, wait a second, the meat now is also kosher. Why is the meat kosher? The butter spread throughout the pot. So the butter is, you know, it was barely giving flavor to the meat in the first place. Now that it's spread, this meat doesn't have any more flavor. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara. This is called the question of Efsha L'Sochto. If you could remove you could squeeze out somehow one of the two ingredients, is what's left mutter or rasa. So if you say that it's asa, okay. So the question is, why is it still asa? Right now there's no flavor of meat in the of butter in the meat. Why is it still asa? Okay, so most of the time it's basa b'chalov. Basa b'chalov, the basa became asa. It's still asa without, even though you took away the challah. But this opinion and other opinions say like this, in order to make, they say like this, what's happening is like this, this piece of meat you took out of the pot. So you're claiming, okay, it doesn't have any more butter flavor because the butter spread. Okay, but are you going to tell me that there's not even a trace of butter in the meat? There is a trace. Less than shishin.
Yeah.
Much less than shishin, but there is something. Okay, how are you getting the meat to be mutter? It has butter inside. There's a trace. What's the answer? Bittul.
Right.
In other words, it's 60 to 1.
Yeah. 60 to meat to 1, not the pot.
Right, 60 right. to 1. Okay, but was this meat usher in the first place when it had the flavor? Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the same tarobas. You can't use it again.
Right.
In other words, at the beginning of the meat with the butter inside, there was real flavor. The meat did not have the power of bittul. Now that you cooked it in the pot and everything spread, so what happened is that the meat now has only a minor, minute trace of butter in there, but 60 to 1. Make it mutter. You can't, because once a tarovis doesn't work at the beginning, it doesn't work at the end. That's the basis of this idea. You get one shot in a tarovis.
Right.
Either it works, the Rav keeps on calling it the shir bittul betchilas a tarovis. The beginning of a tarovis gives you the bittul. Ain't bittul the sofa tarovis. You don't get another turn. You're not coming up to the plate again and again trying to get bittul. You either got it or you're out. That's it. No more bittul. Finish. We don't want to deal with this anymore. So that's the story there with the meat and the butter. So we'll say the same thing to Shari Sudan. Yavish b'yavish. That's where this thing is coming from. The tarovis has one shot for bittul. If at that point it doesn't work, it never works. It could be, was it originally 60 to 1? It was not 60 to 1. Now it is 60 to 1. Too late. The beginning you had only 1 to 1. Now I have a 2 to 1. This is the Ramos case. Too late. You had the 1 to 1. No working. No bittul. Now it's 2 to 1. Too late. Bittul must take place at the beginning of the tarovis. There's no bittul in later stages. Okay, it's going to be a... Okay, that's what he says. But that's, he says, lo no, it's a Cain. We don't pass in this. Okay, great. Okay, I think we can start looking at the notes then. Okay, page 29. K. Okay, I take a couple of days up to these notes, at least tomorrow, just to get up to where we're up to. Okay, 29. Ein der Mechaber. Ein Mechaber, Simen Kuvav Sifal. Page 29. Shapasa, keep passing. Shim Nesu Chaticha Machmas Blia Sisu. We had a piece. It had some Blia Visu in it, which became not kosher. Eino Seret Elefi Cheshbin Shabbat, when it falls into a pot, you figure out the percentage of Visu, and that's what you have to have. In terms of the bittul, there's no chaticha nasas nevela. As he says that in Kuvav, he said it over here. He says it later on in Kuvav. Im nesu chaticha machmas b'yis isu eina oseret ela lefi cheshbon shaba. You have to figure out how much is isu in the second part. Kloma shim yesh b'meshet b'kadeira uva chaticha. If you use that second part content and you take the piece from the first part, and together this shishim connected isa balua against the absorbed isa as mashep gedev mut, everything is mutu. Aval achaticha atzma sur leolam, but you can't eat that piece. If you shisa shabar en nifl men lagamri, because it doesn't completely leave the piece.
So what's the case? I thought the chaticha was allowed to be eaten.
Okay, getting to our idea now, we can't make a bittul at the end of a tarovas.
Yeah, but that seems like it's the Ramah, that's not the Mechaber.
It's the Mechaber in Kuvav. That's what he's saying. Later on in Kuvav, you can take a look at it. Let's take a look. He doesn't pass in Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but he may pass in this din that there's no bittul on the piece itself except at the beginning tarovas. Look at Kuvav, let's take a look. Chaticha Shabala Isser Ve'ein Bo Shishim. So that piece absorbed this, it doesn't have 60 Levatlam. Shanafa, look at that, then it fell into another pot. Ein Oser Delafi Cheshman Isser Shabbat. You only have to figure out the mathematics of the Isser. Shim Yesh B'meshet B'kdev, I have the contents of the pot mitzuv together in Machatich Asim with that first piece, and I get Shishim, get 60 together between the Chatich and the new pot. Kineged Issa B'lua Bok, against the absorbed Issa Mutter Mashet B'kdev. The pot is definitely Mutter. Avla Chatich Atzma Asura, the piece itself is Asur. The piece Issa Shabbat Einam Nifl Mimena Lagamri. Because the issur itself has never left that first piece. Okay, there's a remark for Chaynik. This is the truth. This is how we paskin. The low commotion cause of El Simon Sadik Beis against what the Mechaber himself said in Sadik Beis. Daf ota chaticha muteris. He says that even that piece becomes muteris. So there's a steer in the Mechaber. According to the Sadik Beis Mechaber, it's the piece is mutter because right now. Whatever was there has spread around the pot, so you don't have a problem of flavor in the piece. The piece is now, it's only a trace. So
it's like chanon for that chaticha?
Yeah, but don't use the word chanon. Right. That it's piece became us. It became us at the beginning of a tarovas, it stays us forever. There's no pickle at the end of a tarovas for that piece. That piece cannot benefit from a later stage bittul of tarovas. It had its turn.
Interesting. It's sort of like the Yesh Omrim.
It's like the Yesh Omrim of the Ramah over here, right.
Maybe that's what's rooted.
Right, it's very similar to this Yesh Omrim. The difference is that, so this is what the Rabbah said, the difference between that Mechaber and this Ramah is like this. What's stage two? How are you going to get Shishim in stage two? And we're saying, oh, it's no good, because stage one, there was no Shishim. Stage two, Shishim won't work. How did you get the Shishim in the Ramah's case, and how you get Shishim stage two in the Mechaber's case. In the Ramos case, we added more heter, because I had a one-to-one, Yavish B'Yavish hamburger versus hamburger Asur, and then another hamburger comes in after the Yediyah, there's a Yediyah one-to-one, another hamburger comes in, there's another heter coming in here, two-to-one, it's Asur. The Mechaber's case is sort of like a flip side situation. You had a piece which had tam of Isser and fell into a pat. This is a spread around this shishim. So the pat is mutter. And then the piece itself, if I would say shishim with the pat, the piece itself also now has shishim. But if I pull the piece out of the pat, so basically I have this piece which originally had flavor, and now the piece itself versus the trace of which is left is a 60-to-1. So how did I get to the 60-to-1 in the second stage? By reducing the yisr, because I have the piece now out of the pot. The rest of the pot is irrelevant. At this point, I have this piece. Originally, it didn't have 60. Now it has 60. Let it be matir the trace element, because it has 60. So there the Mechaber says you don't do it over there in Kuvav, because a tarovus which changes by reducing the yisr does not have the power of bittul. In other words, I got to the 60 by reducing the yisr, because it got cooked in the pot and spread around out of the piece. The piece was left with a trace. That's that case. Here in Ramah, I'm getting my shear of heter by adding heter. I started 1-to-1, and now I added another piece of heter. So the two ways of getting to your critical number, which is going to make things possibly mutter, you could be reducing the yisr part of the taroves, or you could be increasing the heter. Reducing the yisr, the Mechaber says, does not work. Why? It's the same taroves. I had a piece. That piece had flavor. Now somehow I reduced the flavor to a minute trace. It's the same tarovus, a piece which had something treif inside. Originally had flavor, now it's a minutia. It's the same tarovus. That tarovus can't work because it only is mevatel at the beginning, it's not mevatel at the end. Masha'en Kainan, in the Ramos case, I added heter. Oh, I added heter. It's a new tarovus, not the old tarovus which now get the proper proportion of bittul. I created something completely new. I got more heter into this. It's not the original two elements, the chaticha and the blia. I got now a third element in here. I got from two pieces to three pieces. Once I add something new, I start the ball game all over again. Forget about the old tarovas. It's gone. That was only two pieces. Now I have three pieces. I have more heter. Once you have more heter, I can make a bittul. That's why we disagree with this Ramah. That's why the Mechaber doesn't agree with this Ramah over here in Tzadik Tes. He passes what he does in Kuvav, that reductions of Isser doesn't help us, because it's the same Tarovus. You can't have Bithel Basof. However, here in Tzadik Tes, he does accept the Bithel at the end, because by adding Heter, I'm destroying the old Tarovus and I'm creating a completely new Tarovus by adding Heter. That's what the Rav says. That's how the Rav works out the paradox.
But it's only a reduction of Isser in the sense that you're adding more Heter to reduce the Tam.
In the pot. You're pulling it out of the pot by cooking it. Pulling it out of the Chaticha by cooking it in the pot so it gets out into the pot. So the pot has its own story. Now I pulled the piece out of the pot. I have to deal with this piece by itself now.
Oh, that by itself is removing
the flavor of Isser.
Do you have to remove it from the pot?
No, he did take it out of the pot.
But I'm saying,
if he sees it, if he doesn't
see it. So I'm saying, if he sees it,
he has to, because he knows that this thing had flavor. It's a separate tarovas. I don't think he could eat it. Yeah.
So it's originally the Ramah was saying, I'm asking that we can't be mevatel the tarovas after the fact. But now, commenting on this, on Mechaber, that reverses.
The Mechaber here does say, and the Ramah, but they both say that
so
you could be mevatel it after the fact, because if you add heter, it seems that you're creating a completely new Tarovis. The old Tarovis becomes, disappears. I forget about it.
But before we were also adding Heter, no?
So adding Heter is a good, safe way to do it.
So
but reducing the Yisr apparently is not such a good way to get out of the problem.
So before
you have a Tarovis, so your Tarovis is mixture Yisr and Heter.
Right.
If it's starting off as a problem, it's you don't have enough Heter. Okay, it's 30 to 1 or whatever. It's 1 to 1. Whatever the numbers are. You don't have enough Heter, so that's why everything is Usr. Now you have a choice. I could reduce the Yisr to get it 60 to 1 or get it whatever, 2 to 1. Somehow I can reduce the Yisr. Or I could increase the Heter. If you increase the Heter, you're much better off. Because increasing the Heter completely starts it's like erasing the blackboard. I'm starting fresh. Now I have two pieces versus one. Now I have 60 to 1. I increased Heter. The old Tarovis is gone. Forget about it. But if I don't increase the Heter, I reduce the Yisr, I'm keeping the old Tarovis, but I'm manipulating the sizes of it to get a better size, but it's still the same old Tarovis. Because I didn't change its... I didn't increase Heter. I reduced Yisr. Reducing Yisr is not as effective in changing the Tarovis. It's the same Tarovis. New Heter is new Tarovis. The same Heter with less Yisr is the same Tarovis. It's just that... Because basically, Tarovis means Yisr got into Heter. So whatever that Heter is, if you keep that size the same, you're just reducing the Yisr. It's weak because you're not changing the fundamental Tarovis. And the Bittul should take place at the beginning, not at the end. That's what these Rishonim and Achronim are saying. So that's why the Machaber is more Machmer over there at Kuvav and more Makel over here. That's what the Rav is going to say. We'll read it tomorrow.
So this is the beginning of a new Tarovis. It's not the end of the old Tarovis.
Exactly. That's the abstract concept. A new Tarovis versus an old Tarovis. It's the Rav, listen.
But Shaka, the Rav about...